building a social life, activating your social life, all things that I love talking about. Because so many men that I work with don't understand that before they actually can turn a woman on with themselves, they actually have to have some substance to themselves, meaning they have to have a life that they respect and value so that when a great woman comes along, they don't throw away their lives and immediately pounce through eagerness and neediness on an attractive woman. And I have a great man on the phone right now whose specialty is actually creating social circles and teaching guys how to build a social circle that they love, a social life that they love, and then how to use that social circle and social life to attract women. So Greg Greenway, welcome, and thank you so much for talking to me. This is a great topic.
Hey, Marnie, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me on. I am looking forward to talking away and answering some questions that you may have.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm actually going to let you dive right in. I'm sure my guys are sick of hearing me talk. So tell me about social circles and why having a social circle, this is like a tongue twister for me, a social circle it is a huge value and it is very important for guys to have.
Well, one of the things that I love about so much about social circle and why it's important for guys to have it is because it's so pervasive into every other aspect of your life. The way that I first started using social circle, it was that I saw that there was, you know, there's guys who go out and really try and work on their dating life separately. Then they try and work on their social life separately, and they try and work on their professional life separately. And they do each thing. So they spend like maybe 6 months on their professional life, or they spend like a few months on their dating life. And it just became very, very disjointed. So you get this situation where it's like you could have the best professional life in the world. You're making loads of money, but you've got no friends and you haven't dated a woman that you like in a very, very long time. Or you could have a really great social life, but you haven't had a girlfriend in ages and you don't have a job. You know, it was a way of social circle and really understanding and creating like these concepts as a way of being able to tie everything together so that you could just have a philosophy in your life that you went about doing that would improve every single aspect from your professional life to your dating life to your actual social life. So that's where the social circle theories and social circle philosophy I had came about. And it kind of works in two main ways. The first thing I always say is, you know, you need, and this is the problem that most guys have, is that you need a map before you can enter the woods. And what I mean by that is that guys, sometimes a lot of people don't have an idea what they want their social life to be like because, right, for some reason or not, there's this limiting belief that certain social lives, either you don't deserve them or it's not possible. So they just go in with the idea of, I'm going to have a better social life, or I'm just going to do this. And if you can identify exactly what type of social life you want, exactly what social what you want your social circle to look like, what type of women you want to date, what type of job you have, then social circle is the philosophy that allows you to do every single aspect of that.
Interesting. So being more specific about your goals and what you want, because I completely agree with that, because when you can say out loud, I want to be friends with a blonde person with blue eyes who happens to be funny, it's like that's what you're looking for at that time. So your eyes and your triggers are more aware of those people who fit into what you're actually looking for. So it works the same way. So I love what you said. And immediately what I thought about was a lot of the clients that I have who, or even people that write into me saying, I live in the middle of buttfuck nowhere and don't have any people around me who are my age. They're all 90 years old and I live 10 miles from town. How am I supposed to have a social life? So what would be your response to something like that, to people who say it's impossible for me to create a social life living where I live?
I mean, I hate that word impossible, because there's always, I mean, there's got to be, if you're there, then there's going to be other people who have the same, who are in the same situation, you do the same demographic as you, they have the same interest. If it actually comes down to the point there is no one, then my first thing is I say to the person, look, if this is a life that you want, if this is something that you want, then you need to move, because you have to be in the environment with the highest probability of the type of people that you want to actually be around. And that's why the identification process is so important, because let's say, for example, that you want to be in the company of people that are into get fit, okay? People that are really into fitness, and those type of people have the same interests as you. And not just only that, you want to date a woman who's, you know, into keeping fit, who runs around, so you can guys can do things that you have similar interests in. Well, it doesn't make the first thing you'd want to do, because you've identified that's the type of social life that you want, and those are the type of people that you want to be around, then you're going to have to put yourself in an environment that has the highest concentration of those type of people. So if that environment doesn't exist where you are, then you have to say, well, you know, what, something's got to give. Is it, are you tied to where you're staying? Is where you're staying really, really what you want? Or is your social life more important to you? Because it's, you can't, the thing about social circles, you can't force it. It's got to be very, very natural. And so the way to make it extremely natural is to stack the deck in your favor. And you stack the deck in your favor by making as many of the variables as inevitable as possible. If you like hanging around, if your interests are people to keep fit, and if you want to be in that type of environment, then to stack the deck in your favor, you want to be in areas where it's probably sunny, because people spend or have like lots of outdoorsy type activities, right. Join a gym, that kind of thing. Because once you've identified, because there's two distinct ways of actually doing social circle, and in terms of building the social circle that you want, you can access an existing social circle, which now this ties into people who aren't as extroverted or who don't have the time to do the other method, which is building your own social circle. Because if you, the misconception is, and this is what I get from a lot of my guys, is that they always come to me and say, you know, I'm not that super sociable type of person. I don't have hundreds of friends. How do I find people to build my own social circle? Well, that's just one method of doing it, because every social circle exists for a purpose. Okay, so all social groups have a purpose, and without them, they wouldn't survive. And these purposes satisfy something that I call utility. Utility is the measure of relative satisfaction from any perceived or given outcome. And I came up, the reason I came up with utility is when I was trying to access certain social circles, or access social circles, especially social circles which were like the high-end, rock star, celebrity-type social circles, one of the things that, because I read everything from Dale Carnegie to Keith Ferrazzi, I read all the books about how to, you know, meet people and improve your social life. And one of the things they always said was, you know, give value. And this is something that gets thrown about a lot, give value, give people value. But the biggest problem was that I found is when you practically went out and did this, giving value was too simplistic. It never really took into account what's of value to you, maybe of different value to me. What's of value to Joe Bloggs may not be of value to somebody else. You know, the people had loads of different things that were more valuable to them. And so that's where I came up with the concept of utility, which was a way of giving specific targeted value to individuals. Now, when you look at a social circle, the reason a social circle exists, any social group exists, is because it provides all the people within that social circle with a specific type of utility. And, and because it provides those people with a specific type of utility, then those people are bound to share in your interests, and those people are bound to share in this thing that you want. So if you can't build your own social circle because you don't have enough people that share that specific type of interest, then you need to find a social circle that already exists with that utility, and then find a way of accessing that social circle. So, this kind of leads me on to the next bit, which is if you're accessing a social circle, the most important thing that I will say to any guy that ever goes on about that goes to try and build a social circle or access social circle is a concept I call the rapport ladder. And this is probably the most out of everything that I did and everything I learned. So I went on a really long journey of trying to figure out how to get into new social circles and build social circles, because I had a without giving you my whole entire life story, I had my birthday, my 18th birthday, and I tried to get into a specific social event, and it was a complete disaster. And the one thing that stuck out to me was when I was trying to get into this social event, I was told, you don't know anybody there. And I think that was one of the things that really sparked this off for me, because at such a young age, there was this situation that, you know, devastated, because it really ruined my birthday. I mean, I'd spent all week thinking about this. I'd spent all week getting ready for it. And it really just, you know, put a damper on things. So at that point, I was like, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time trying to figure this out. And one of the most important things that I found is that whether you're building a social circle or you're accessing a social circle, you need to have people want to bring you into their life.
Absolutely. I'm going to interrupt you for a second. So I want the step 1 to 5, okay? So let's say there's a guy, he's sitting on his couch, and he's like, mm-hmm. you know what? I realize I don't have a social circle. All my friends are in couples. I'm always the third wheel whenever I hang out with them. I need to make new friends. What is step 1 to step 5? Let's say there's step 5. I don't even know if there is. But what are the first few steps, I guess is a better way of asking it, to discovering and building and accessing that social circle that may have the utility that you want? Because at that point, he doesn't know if he has enough time or not to build the social circles. He may be telling himself, I don't. But what is step 1 to however many other steps there are to building a social circle?
Okay, so let's just assume your guy's starting from ground zero. He's got to a stage of his life, he has no friends anywhere else, and he's starting from absolute zero point. I've got no friends, I have no social circle. The first thing you'd want to do is what we've talked about already, identify which type of social circle you want. Then the second thing you want to do, okay, is that you need to find a way of accessing that social circle. This is the step 2. And this is what I was just starting to allude to. Every single social circle has an individual who has something I call social influence. And social influence is the capacity to connect with loads of different people. And how that works in the real world is that this is the individual that's going to be able to introduce you or invite you into that social circle. Okay, that's the because if you once you found a social circle, because they have utilities and because they want to survive, social circles are usually quite they take steps to make sure that any new person coming into it shares the same utility as them. So the way that this works is that can you imagine a situation where there's somebody you're friends with, you have a coffee with them, you can spend time with them on a one-on-one basis, but then you wouldn't introduce them to your college friends, or you wouldn't hang out, you wouldn't introduce them to your family, for example. That discrepancy is based on something I call rapport ladder, and this is the most important thing that I've ever found out. And I think if I always say to guys, if you only ever listen to one thing that I have to say, like listen to and understand the rapport ladder, because that is gonna underpin everything you do for your social circle. Because once you've done step 1, you've identified the social circle, and then in the second step, you found the individual who can give you access to that. You need to get to a stage where that individual will actively introduce you to their social circle. And this is something that I kept on making the mistake with, because I'd find people, I said, okay, this guy's got access into that social circle. And so I'd create a friendship with them and I'd build rapport with that person. But then that individual would spend time with me, but then they wouldn't actively introduce me into their social circle. So this was something that kept me up at night. This was something that really bothered me. And I was like, how do I get to the next level? And what I found was that there's certain levels of rapport between each individual. There's bottom level, which is no rapport. Then there's one-on-one rapport. Then there's the level above that, which is introductory rapport. And the only way that you can get into introductory rapport, where an individual actively introduced you into their social life, is if you provide that person with utility. And if you, because it's all well and good to give them positive vibes, be friendly, be a nice guy, and get into it. But that's enough for you to get into a friendship with them. That's enough for you to get into a one-on-one rapport with them. For them to actually introduce you into their social circle, you need to provide the utility of that specific social circle. And once you've been able to do that, then that individual can actually introduce you into their life. So that's the three steps.
I love that. Can you actually break that down a little bit further and give a tangible example? So, for example, we have something called CrossFit over here. I don't know if you have that in the UK, but it's like huge. It's kind of like a cult following. Although, if anybody's listening that's in CrossFit, they may get insulted by that. But like, people love CrossFit. It is it's a type of workout. You pay a monthly membership. You have a group of people that you hang out with who are very into fitness, but more so, from my understanding, they're into being challenged on a continuous and consistent basis. So they have new challenges every single day. They have a whole language, a whole system to their workouts. They have multiple levels. So can you break down the example that you just gave about meeting somebody and then breaking into their social world? So let's say it was CrossFit, just giving like tangible examples so people can understand how that works.
Sure. Okay. So let's say, for example, you're an individual and you love the outdoors lifestyle. And let's say every week you have this particular like outdoor trekking trail that you go cycling on. And it's really tough, physically exhausting trek trail. Now, you don't have any friends to enjoy that with, and you're trying to meet other people who have that exact same interest. So you find this, so you identify that's what you want, and you find this kind of CrossFit that you just mentioned. You find like this CrossFit community, and through that CrossFit community, like, so you meet the, I don't know how it works, so I'm just kind of, you know, using an example.
Okay. So
you meet like the instructor of the CrossFit community, and this is the guy who invites everybody to, I don't know, the CrossFit workouts and everybody, and he's the person that kind of knows everyone, and he leads the whole thing. Now, because you've identified that that's the individual that has the most social influence, it's very, very likely that outside of the CrossFit, when outside of the actual CrossFit like activity, this guy or this girl is gonna have a social life that involves a lot of other people that come to the course. But at this current stage, the only thing that you have in common with them, the only rapport that you have with this person, is that you go to the class, and let's say you struck up a few conversations at the CrossFit workout. And you guys have actually, like, you guys have got to a stage where you can have a conversation with each other, maybe have a coffee after the workout. Now, you can, because you can know that the utility of this person is, you know, they want to keep fit, they're really into their workout. I'm guessing CrossFit is something that's quite strenuous, so they like a challenge. I mean, you mentioned it was challenging. So now that you also know that you know, or that you have this different, this bike trail that you take and you go on, which is extremely challenging, but not that many people know about it. If you just say to this individual, hey, do you know what? There's this bike trail. It's really, really challenging. You seem like a person that's, you know, that's up for a new physical challenge. Why don't you come join me? We do this on another specific day. Now, what happens is that a lot of the time, if you've identified that correctly, and that person has that same utility, they're going to accept. And what happens is when you actually go out and do an activity with someone that's based on their utility, as in, you know, they want to be challenged, they want to physically exert themselves for something that's challenging, then your utility actually gets accelerated because you're sharing an experience based around that utility. It's like you could talk about going on holiday with somebody who loves going on holiday, but then you actually go away with that person and spend a week on holiday, then your bond is so much stronger. So yeah. Once you've done that, that individual is now going to, when you finish that, so when you finish taking them on that crazy bike trail, when they now go back into the world outside of this bubble that you've just created, their bond to you and their utility to you, they're going to say, well, okay, this person is not just, you know, a fad trainer. He's not someone who's just come to do CrossFit for a couple of days and then is going to give up. He actually really, really ties, and he actually really, really has a strong utility in this particular field. So why not I introduce them to the other people who actually are like CrossFit, you know, enthusiasts, and we can all go and do bike trails together. We can all go and do other physically challenging activities
that.
Together.
I love that. It's bringing value. Yeah, it's bringing value to the circle. But so people can understand, how long would you say a process like that takes to create and build those types of friendships and have those experiences?
It really doesn't take a long time, because the reason that it won't is that you use things that I call rapport accelerators. And what rapport accelerators do is they speed up the natural friendship process really, really, really quickly. And one of the most important ones is something I call familiarity. And there's this there's a concept called the mere exposure effect, or the familiarity principle. And it's a concept by where the more times somebody sees you, the more they like you. And that is regardless of how much time they actually spend with you in that particular every time they see you. So just by getting into a routine, so this is one thing I'd say to a guy, you know, you want to get into a new social circle, you want to have a new social life, get into a routine. Because what the routine does is it means that every single person around that social circle, every single person in that environment is going to see you over and over again. And by just by seeing you over and over again, what it does is it massively accelerates the amount of rapport that you're going to have with that individual. Additionally, what it does is it gives you the comfort to not have to try too hard. One issue that the guys will gain is going, okay, I want to build my social circle as quick as possible. They meet somebody for the first time, and in that interaction, they're trying to find out who they are, where they live, like every single thing about them, and it's just not natural. And it comes across really needy and really supplicative.
Yeah.
And it's something I call try hard equals die hard. If you try way too hard, it's gonna come off really, really bad. So by having a routine, you know that A, you're benefiting from familiarity, but you can also stretch out the interaction. So the first time could be a nod. The second time can be, hey, how's it going? The third time can be, how was your weekend? And literally, you'll get to the tipping point so much quicker because you're spreading out the interaction, but you're accelerating it with the fact that you're seeing this person over and over again. I mean, I remember in one of my social circles, and I tell this story a lot because it's something that really that made this concept really come to home for me, was that this girl that was part of my social circle, well, part of my like extended social network. I don't ever really spend much time with her, maybe 2 minutes every time I saw her, and it literally would just be a hey, how's it going, and we'd have really regular, normal chit chat. But I'd see her in this particular social group every single time I went to a social gathering, and that was quite often. At one point it was like 3-4 times a week. And so when I was moving to Los Angeles, I remember telling her, this is probably the last time you're going to see me, I'm moving off to LA. And well, we didn't have phone numbers. I think we had like each other's email or Facebook, but we weren't close. And when I said to her, I'm leaving, she got really upset. She was like, I can't believe you're going, I'm going to really, really miss you. And as funny as it sounds, like, I actually felt it as well, even though, cumulatively, I hadn't spent more than an hour with this woman. But because of the fact that she'd become a fixture in something that was important to me, as in my utility, like, my utility was my social circle, because she was a fixture in that utility, all the positive vibes, all the positive emotions, everything that I get in that environment was transferred onto her as well, and will be transferred onto anybody else I see in that environment. So what I would normally feel for somebody that I spent 45 minutes with was nothing, and it's like paled in comparison to what I felt for her because of the frequency of how often I'd seen her and being able to link that to what was positive experiences for me. So that's why the familiarity is so powerful, especially if it's within the social circle that people have a utility with. They keep seeing your face, they're going to relate that back to positive emotions and positive things that they're feeling and something that's satisfying their utility, and they're just going to transfer that onto you. So your rapport with that person just shoots up through the roof.
I love that. I really do love that familiarity. Because honestly, I kept picturing guys approaching at the gym using familiarity. Like for myself, and because a lot of guys write to me and say, like, how do I approach a girl at a gym? And like, I've always been the most responsive when I do see somebody at the gym multiple times. They give me a head nod or they say, what's up, girl? Or something where it's like not pouncing on me right away. It's kind of, he's doing his own thing, I'm doing my own thing, and then it's slowly building that rapport through familiarity. So I love that example. I'm gonna try and wrap it up now, because I think you've given great information, but I want to end on one final note.
Okay.
Why are social circles important to women?
Social circles, the most important thing, because I could go on about this forever. The most important thing I would say why social circles are important to women is because it creates warm approaches. The difference between a warm approach and a cold approach. So let's say, for example, that if you were to put this on a scale, like 0 being complete strangers and 100 being that you're in a significant relationship with a girl, i.e. be a sexual relationship or a dating relationship, whatever it is. If every time you go into an interaction with a woman, you're starting at 0. If you're going in cold, if you're going in what I call a cold approach, you're starting at 0. Yes, your fashion, your look, your confidence, your body language, all that stuff can increase it once she sees you, but you're always starting from 0. What social circle does, and this is the biggest benefit, is that it creates warm approaches with every woman that you meet. So once you have your social circle, and you're meeting women through your social circle, because of the way that social circles operate, every time you meet that woman, you're going to be starting closer to a significant relationship with that woman than if you ever opened her or you ever spoke to her cold. So that's, for me, is the biggest benefit, because it really takes out a lot of the obstacles that you could have. I mean, you don't have to, a lot of the time, especially if you've done your social circle properly, you don't have to really show her what your personality is. You can give her the gift of learning about your personality through her friends, because she's going to know you through her social circle. So you can really, like, let her have the gift of just finding out about you in a much more passive way. And when a woman finds out about you in a passive way, it's a lot more real. And it has a high, it has a stronger effect. And these are all things that you can't do with a cold approach. I mean, even on a small level, is if I go into a bar and I start talking to a girl and I've never met her before, but then I say to that girl, I'm going to introduce you to somebody that's really cool. He's a very good friend of mine. Then I introduce her to my friend, even though she just met him. That's a warmer approach than when I spoke to her, because she's been introduced to him, which is a social convention. So that, even that, that's called, that's warm approach on a very, very, very small scale. And that interaction is going to go, has a much higher percentage of going better than my one. So just, I mean, you could recreate the social circle warm approach effect just by going to the bar and, like, introducing the girl you're talking to someone else. So for me, that's the biggest benefit. I mean, there are other benefits about quantity of women you can date and the quality to your life of the women you can date. But in terms of, you know, the very, very number one benefit, it just makes everything a lot easier in terms of your dating life.
I love that. Plus, if you have a social circle, you have something that you care about that, you know, you can hold on to. If you do meet a girl, you have a life that you can get back to and bring a woman into. But yeah, I love this. This is like, this is something I never really talk about the social circle, how to build a social circle. I touch on it, but it was really great to actually have an expanded version of a conversation about this topic. And you did an amazing job. So thank you for, I can tell you're like so passionate about it. And I hope that all the guys are really listening. It's so important to create your own world and to, you know, build a life that you find attractive before you even let women in. And exactly what you said in the beginning, that it's not all, you know, separate components of your life. It's bringing everything together at the same time. But I definitely want people to find out more information, because I know that there's like a whole world they need to know about social circles, how to build them, how to seduce with social circles. You really just touched on the iceberg of this topic. So if you want to tell people how to get in touch with you and find out more information, please, 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 please tell them.
Sure, I have, because like I said, this is a really, really, really expansive topic, and I could talk about it for ages, but I have a program that really covers everything from A to Z, from 0 to 100, to really every single aspect of social circle, from building to accessing the social circle, to understanding how to build rapport with people, becoming more socially intelligent, and then understanding how social circle seduction works and creating your life that way. And you can get that program at thesocialsupremacyblueprint.com. I'm sure you probably give a link to the guys as well, but that program literally covers every single thing. And in there's a couple of videos as well where I go into a lot more depth than what we've just talked about here. I kind of break it down, and the three steps that I gave, I extrapolate them and show you exactly with examples how to, you know, access any social circle at any time.
Wonderful. That is amazing information. Thank you, Greg Greenway. I love that name. Greg Greenway for talking with me. So appreciate it.
And well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And guys, definitely go check that out, because this is like having a social circle is such a huge component to making your life amazing and enjoying life. Women will honestly start pouncing on you once you have an amazing social life. You won't even really need to do anything, to tell you the truth. So please go check out Greg's program so that you can learn how to build an attractive social life that you can use to seduce wonderful, fantastic, and amazing women. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.